Jeremiah chapter 36. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, this word came to Jeremiah from Yahweh. Take a scroll of a book and write in it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel and Judah and against all the nations from the day I spoke to you even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do to them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity. God is always looking for opportunities to forgive. And that's how we should be. And we should not think that God is a hard man who's a bit distant and a bit aloof from us, who doesn't really care too much and says, look, here's my law, you want to obey it, then you'll get blessing. If you don't, well, you won't. Your choice, your move now. No, God is more proactive than that. He's always looking for ways to save people. That's what he loves doing. So Jeremiah called Baruch. Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yahweh onto a scroll. Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I'm shut up. He was in prison. I can't go into the house of Yahweh. Therefore you go and read in the scroll which you've written from my mouth the words of Yahweh in the ears of the people in Yahweh's house on the fast day. And also you shall read them in the ears of all Judah who come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before Yahweh and will return each one from his evil way. So Jeremiah was in prison, and he might have thought, well, I can't preach in here, I'm in very limited circumstance. But no, even in that very limited situation where his personal freedom was so limited, he found a way to witness. And it may be that you feel you're too young, you're too poor, you're too tied up in your family situation. You're living maybe with people who don't believe. And you think, well, how can I serve God in this very limited situation? You can. You know, I know a brother who's on his back because of illness, who is in great pain. And yet he's got his cell phone with him and he's there preaching away all over the world. So Jeremiah was in prison. But he says, I can't go and do anything. But God gave him the chance, and he followed it, to get someone, Baruch, to come into the prison cell and to write down on a scroll a message from Jeremiah, which he then goes and reads out to other people. So Baruch did what Jeremiah the prophet commanded him. He read in the book the words of Yahweh in Yahweh's house. In the fifth year of Jehoiakim, in the ninth month, all the people in Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before Yahweh. And then Baruch read in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh, in the room of Gemariah the scribe, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah had heard out of the scroll all the words of Yahweh, he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's room, and all the princes were sitting there. Micaiah declared to them all the words that he'd heard, which Baruch had read from the book. So that's what happens. You preach, and someone else gets the message, and they may go and tell other people. And it all started from Jeremiah in prison. He couldn't go anywhere. Him making a scroll, and Baruch reading it, and now someone else hears that message and goes and takes it to the princes. So all the princes sent Jehudi to Baruch, saying, bring the scroll and come. So Baruch took the scroll. They said to him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it. When they had heard all the words, they turned in fear one towards another and said to Baruch, we will surely tell the king all these words. So you see how the gospel, the message of God, spreads by ripples. A guy in prison, Jeremiah, gives a message to Baruch, and Baruch preaches it, and Micaiah listens to this, and then the princes listen to it, and then Jehudi comes and says, well, I've heard this, could you come and tell the king this message? See, bit by bit it spreads, all from a man in prison who couldn't go anywhere. They ask Baruch, saying, tell us now, how did you write all these words at his mouth? Baruch replied, he pronounced all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the scroll. The princes said to Baruch, go and hide, you and Jeremiah, let no man know where you are. They went into the king into the court, but they laid up the scroll in the room of Elishama. They told all the words in the ears of the king, so the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll. Jehudi read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of all the princes who stood before him. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire in the brazier burning before him. When Jehudi had read three or four leaves, the king cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was in the brazier, until all the scroll was consumed in the fire in the brazier. They were not afraid, nor tore their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants. How awful. That's what happens. People hear God's word, and it touches them in their heart. In their conscience, they know it's true. And so they try to destroy it. They shoot the messenger, just like they tried to kill Jeremiah earlier when he'd been preaching God's word. That's why people are hit, I believe, in their conscience, in the middle of their heart, by the truth of God's word, and then they will loudly turn around and say, oh, the Bible's nonsense, science has proven the Bible not to be true. They will attack it, they will, as it were, cut it with a penknife and throw it into the fire, because they have been touched in their conscience. Elnathan and Deleiah and Gemariah had begged the king not to burn the scroll, but he wouldn't listen to them. The king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, and Seraiah and Shelemiah to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but Yahweh hid them. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the scroll. Take again another scroll and write in it all the former words which were in the first scroll which Jehoiakim the king has burned. Concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall say, thus says Yahweh, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land. Therefore thus says Yahweh about Jehoiakim, he shall have none to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body will be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their sin, and I will bring on them all the evil that I have pronounced against them because they didn't listen. So we will be judged according to our attitude to God's word. And that word of God is not simply the whole Bible, it is particularly the word of God as in the gospel, the specific message about the Lord Jesus and his kingdom. If people hear that and throw it away, then they are still responsible to God and will have to be resurrected and judged and condemned in the last day. It is knowledge of God's word that makes us responsible to his judgment. Then took Jeremiah another scroll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim had burned in the fire, and there were added besides to them many like words. So he thought he could get away with it, just destroy it, but no, even more judgment was to come on him because of that.